Ci
Da
capisci?
Good
Afternoon, dear shareholders. I, Srivallam Kabra, Executive Director and Chairman of the company, welcome you all to the 42nd Annual General Meeting of the company, being held through video conferencing. While I'm present at the today's meeting in my capacity as the Chairman of the Board of Directors, however, I would request you to inform. I would like to inform you that I shall not be chairing the session proceeding of this AGM, as I am not keeping well today. After consulting my fellow board members, it has been mutually agreed that the directors shall remain among themselves. It has been mutually agreed to chair this meeting in accordance with the provisions of the Companies Act 2013 and Articles of Association of the company. Accordingly, I propose Mr. Anand Kabra, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, to act as the chairman of this company, of this meeting, and conduct the proceedings of the
I agree. I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
consent of all the present directors.
Agree.
Yes.
Okay, consent.
Chitra, you'll have to unmute.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, with the consent of all the directors present, I, Anand Kabra. Yeah, Anand, would you like to?
Yeah. Thank you very much. And of course, Mr. S.V. Kabra remains available to address any questions that may arise during the meeting. Good afternoon, shareholders. I, Anand Kabra, Vice Chairman and Managing Director of the company, will be chairing this meeting today. I welcome the members to the 42nd Annual General Meeting on behalf of the Board of Directors. I thank each of you for joining us today. As a requisite quorum is present, I now call the meeting to order. This AGM is being held through video conferencing in accordance with the circulars issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs and the SEBI. The company has made necessary arrangements to ensure participation of members at this meeting through VC and to enable them to vote electronically on the resolutions set forth in the notice. The Registrar of Directors and the Registrar of Contracts have been made available in electronic mode for inspection by the members. Before we start with the main proceedings, I request my colleagues on board and the senior officers of the company to introduce themselves.
I am Ekta Kabra, Managing Director, joining from the head office of the company in Mumbai.
I, Essence Abra, Director of company, joining from the head office of the company at Andheri.
I am Bajrang Lal Bagda, Independent Director and Chairman of Audit Committee, Nomination and Remuneration Committee, and Stakeholders Relationship Committee. I am joining this meeting in person from the registered office in Andheri, Bombay, together with Chairman, Vice Chairman, and some of other directors.
Bhuman sir.
Yeah. I am Boman Moradian, Independent Director of the company. I am joining this meeting from my residence at Bandra, Mumbai.
Chitra.
I'm Chitra Andrade, Independent Director, joining from my residence in Khar, Mumbai.
I'm Yogesh Dev, CEO of Exposure Division, joining from Head Office, Kabra, Mumbai.
Hi, I am Arnab Saha, Senior Vice President and Group Head Strategy and Alliances, joining from the Head Office of the company.
Hi, I am Saurabh Jain, Chief Experience Officer of Battery Division in Kabra Extrusion, joining from my residence in Faridabad.
I'm Donald Jain, CFO of the company, and joining this meeting from the company's headquarters at the
I'm Shilpa Rathi, a company secretary, joining this meeting from company's headquarters in Mumbai.
Apart from them, representatives of statutory auditors, Ethan A. and Pandit, LLP, and secretarial auditors, Bandari and Associates of the company have also joined this meeting through VC. As the notice is already circulated to all the members, I take the notice convening the meeting as read. There are no qualifications, reservations, or adverse remarks in the reports of the statutory auditors and the secretarial auditors for the financial year ending 31st March 2025. I take both the auditors' report as read. Now I would like to start my formal address to the shareholders. Dear esteemed stakeholders, it's my pleasure to connect with you for presenting Kafka Extrusion Technique Limited's 42nd annual report for the financial year 2024-25. It's a proud moment for the nation as India ascends to become the fourth largest economy in the world, surpassing Japan with a remarkable GDP of around US 4.19 trillion in 2025. According to the International Monetary Fund's World Economic Outlook, India's economy is expected to grow by 6.5% in both 2025 and 2026. This consistent growth forecast underscores the robust fundamentals of the Indian economy and its resilience in the face of global uncertainties. To foster long-term growth and enhance India's position in the global economy, the government has launched several strategic initiatives. Key programs like the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan for Infrastructure, Startup India, and the production-linked incentive schemes are revolutionizing sectors such as manufacturing, the digital economy, and financial services. These initiatives demonstrate our commitment to creating a self-reliant, resilient, and globally competitive economy. According to the Reserve Bank of India's policy update, it anticipates robust economic activity in 2025-26, driven by private consumption and increased fixed capital formation. Investment is projected to rise, supported by higher capacity utilization, improved corporate balance sheets, and government capital expenditure. While trade policy uncertainty may pose challenges for exports, recent free trade agreements, particularly with the UK, are anticipated to enhance trade. The RBI forecasts inflation to decrease to 4.2% in financial year 26, in line with its target, aided by easing of food inflation. Coming to the company's performance, the company's revenue stood at 477 crores. The revenue mix between the extrusion business and the battery business was 74:26 in FY25 as against 57:43 in FY24. EBITDA stood at 52 crores with an EBITDA margin of 10.9% in FY25. KET's Kabra Extrusions profit after tax stood at 33.9 crores with a PAT margin of 7.2% during FY25. In 2024, the global market for plastic extrusion machine was valued at US 6.9 billion and is projected to reach US 10 billion by 2030, growing at a CAGR of about 4% from 2025 to 2030. This gradual expansion is driven by increased demands across various sectors, including packaging, automotive, and construction. In response, manufacturers are expanding their product lines to meet the rising needs for high-quality plastic products. The global plastic pipes market, valued at US 56.5 billion in 2023, is expected to grow at a CAGR of 6.8% during the 24 to 30 period. CPVC pipes are becoming increasingly popular for both hot and cold water plumbing, with significant growth in usage. India stands as one of the largest consumers of CPVC pipes and fittings. The government has initiated ambitious programs like Har Ghar Jal Yojana and Jal Jeevan Mission to ensure tap water access for every rural household with the Jal Jeevan Mission aiming to provide tap water to all rural households by 2027. The need for plumbing pipes and fittings is expected to grow significantly as the demand for clean water rises in residential and commercial projects. This surge is driving the expansion of the PVC pipes and fittings market, valued at approximately Rs. 450 billion in 2024 and projected to exceed Rs. 500 billion by FY25 with a CAGR of 10.8%. Kabra Extrusion is strengthening its plant capabilities to address high demand applications, necessitating substantial research and development along with investments in centers of excellence. Our R&D efforts are closely aligned with market needs, resulting in ongoing enhancements and the introduction of new product lines. KT's extrusion business is strategically positioned to take advantage of industry's growth, supported by the government's focus on infrastructure and increasing capital expenditures across these sectors. Coming to the mobility and the battery part of the business, according to a report by Fortune Business Insight, the Indian EV market is set to surge from US 23 billion in 24 to US 117 billion by 2032, reflecting a remarkable CAGR of 22.4%. This growth is driven by favorable government policies, heightened consumer awareness, improved EV infrastructure, and the entry of major domestic and international players. The Indian EV battery market is also experiencing significant expansion, projected to grow from 2.2 billion US in 2024 to US 13.9 by 2033. The rising demand for efficient and sustainable battery technology is fueling investments in battery manufacturing and innovation. As India advances towards its electrification goals, developing a robust battery supply chain will be essential for the long-term success and scalability of its EV ecosystem. In FY25, EV sales in India approached the near 2 million mark for the first time, registering almost 19,65,000 units with a 16.9% YOY growth driven by government initiatives and new product launches. Notably, EV electric two-wheelers surpassed 1 million mark, growing by 21%. Electric three-wheelers saw a 10.5% increase, totaling about 7 lakh units, while the e-four-wheelers registration crossed 1 lakh units with a growth of 18% over the previous year. The Indian government has reaffirmed its commitment to achieving 30% electric mobility by 2030. To support this goal, the Union Budget announced custom duty exemptions on imported capital goods and machinery for manufacturing lithium-ion batteries, crucial for electric vehicles. The government plans to replace 800,000 diesel-powered buses with electric alternatives within the next 7 years, potentially under a new PM E-Drive scheme. This transition aims to reduce emissions and attract significant investment in the EV infrastructure. Additionally, the government has exempted basic customs duty on cobalt, lithium-ion battery scrap, lead, zinc, and 12 other critical minerals, encouraging MSMEs to invest in battery manufacturing. A budget allocation of Rs. 34,300 crores has been made for the National Critical Mineral Mission in the Union Budget of 2025-26. To further boost local manufacturing, the PLI scheme for advanced cell chemistry has already been in place and the government is now releasing funds for the same. Geon, the KET division specializing in advanced lithium-ion battery packs and modules for electric vehicles, is gaining traction amongst EV OEMs, having entered the e-three-wheeler market and battery swapping in FY25. Geon is actively pursuing new segments, including e-LCVs, e-four-wheelers, e-tractors. In the upcoming fiscal year, with growing consumer confidence in EVs, overall industry numbers are on the rise. Geon has already established a presence with various two-wheeler, three-wheeler, and HV customers as a regular supplier. Over the next 2 years, Geon Energy is poised to accelerate its footprint across the energy storage market as well, specifically along the segments of commercial and industrial market, inverter batteries, and telecom battery segments by leveraging its advanced lithium-ion technology and pan-India distribution network. In the commercial and industrial space, rising demand for scalable energy storage driven by renewable integration and cost optimization is expected to fuel adoption of GEON's modular solutions. The recent launch of high-efficiency inverter batteries marks GEON's entry into the B2C market, targeting residential and small business users with lightweight, fast-charging, and low-maintenance products. Meanwhile, the telecom battery market is set for robust growth among 5G rollout and rural connectivity expansion, where GEON's intelligent battery systems offer reliable backup and smart energy management. Backed by almost 300 crores, which we have invested in manufacturing and R&D, GEON is well positioned to lead India's clean energy transition across these high impact verticals. Simultaneously, the development of battery energy storage systems, BESS, is gaining momentum as a vital component in the transition of the country to renewable energy. BESS technology facilitates the efficient storage and management of energy from renewable sources like solar and wind, ensuring a stable power supply. As demand for sustainable energy solutions increases, GEON's investment in BESS will grow, driving innovation and enhancing grid resilience while supporting the integration of EVs into the energy ecosystem. GEON aims to become a key player in the BESS sector in the coming years. Finally, I would like to express my sincere gratitude to the esteemed stakeholders of the company. I am particularly thankful to our human capital for their continual efforts towards our long-term goals and vision. I also extend my appreciation to the board of directors for their invaluable guidance and inspiration, encouraging the Cabra team to pursue new growth avenues. Cabra Extrusions business model is well positioned for sustainable long-term growth for all our esteemed stakeholders. Thank you very much. Before we move on to the next agenda, we have a small video which we'd like to show of the GEON facility, the battery facility. It's a fully automatic facility which has recently been commissioned, and we'd like to show a video for all of you to have a look at the kind of manufacturing investment the company has made. is to add this facility specifically focused to the high voltage segments of commercial vehicles, bus, the C&I, the commercial industrial market, and the BESS segment. And the installed capacity of this line is 4 gigawatt hours annually. I'll now request Mr. Daulat Jain, our CFO, to address the members and present the key highlights of the company's financial performance.
Thank you, Chairman, sir. Good afternoon, shareholders. With reference to company's standalone financial for the year ended March 25, there is an explanatory statement on the major variances in the financials. First, I would like to take the balance sheet. Note number 2A, 2B, 2C, and 2D about fixed and intangible assets. Increase in the current year is mainly on the account of ongoing capex, on ongoing capex for our battery facility at Pune, mainly addition towards the high voltage line for the year recently seen. The total capex during the year was then around 46 crores. Note number 3, non-current investment. Variation is mainly towards change in market price of share of Plastic Line India Limited. From March 24, the price was 232 to made an ACBP as of March 24. Note number 7 on inventory. Increase is mainly due to a higher number of machines under WIP stage for the extrusion business, and as a result, effect on R&D inventory aspect, which has contributed to the increase in inventory. Note number 8 on current investment, increase on account of incentive proceed invested funds. Note number 10A regarding bank balances, so reduction is on account of the ongoing capex, which is at the battery facility, the cash has been deployed there. Note number 13, other current assets, increase on account of higher input GST credit towards the ongoing capex at battery facility. Note number 17, on the borrowing side, the increase in borrowing is mainly towards the increased requirement of the working capital, largely given to the inventory increase. Note number 17, on the lease liability, it refers to accounting treatment of the long-term lease as per Indian accounting standards. Note number 20, other current liability, increase on account of customer advances and rebooking of some expense payable shares. On the profit and loss account, note number 22, revenue from the operations, sales have been declined 22% on YoY basis, whereas the ratio between extrusion and the battery segment for the current year has been between 75-25 for the previous year, 53-47%. Note number 23, other income, the increase in other income mainly on account of reversal of earlier excess provision or towards the warranty obligation and other expenses. Note number 24, cost of material consumed. Change in cost of material consumed is towards changing sales mix between extrusion and the battery segment. Note number 26, employee benefit expenses. It has increased mainly towards the annual appraisal and increase in the headcount. Note number 29, on other expenses. Increase is mainly on account of higher R&D expenses, sales commission amount, and the travel cost. Thank you.
Thank you, Daulat. Before we proceed, please note that, as required under the Companies Act 2013, the company has provided the facility to cast your vote electronically on all resolutions set forth in the notice. The Board of Directors has appointed Messrs. Anil Ashok and Associates, Chartered Accountants, as the scrutinizer to supervise the e-voting process. Members who have not yet cast their votes electronically and are present in this meeting may do so now using the e-voting system administered by NSDL. Members can click on Vote tab on the previous screen where the company's EVEN is mentioned. Members may please note that there will be no voting by show of hands or proposing and seconding of the resolution. We will now take up the resolutions as set forth in the notice. After all resolutions are tabled, we will open the floor for questions from members. As this meeting is being convened through video conferencing and resolutions have already been put to vote through remote e-voting, the requirement for proposing and seconding is not applicable. Item number 1 of the notice relating to adoption of financial statements for the year ending March 31st, 2025. The standalone and consolidated financial statements of the company for the year ending March 31, 2025, together with the reports of the Board of Directors and Auditors, have already been provided to the members. Item number 2 of the notice seeks your approval for the declaration of dividend as recommended by the Board at 50%, that is ₹2.5 per equity share in respect of the financial year ended March 31, 2025. Item number 3 of the notice relates to the appointment of Mr. Satyanarayan Kabra as the director, who retires by rotation and, being eligible, seeks reappointment. Item number 4 of the notice relating to the appointment of secretarial auditors of the company, that is Bhandari and Associates, a firm of company secretaries, for a period of 5 consecutive years, commencing April 1, 2025 to March 31, 2030. Item number 5 of the notice relating to the reappointment of Mrs. Chitra Andrade as an independent non-executive director of the company for second term of 5 years, with effect from March 5, 2026 to March 4, 2031. Item number 6 of the notice relating to the ratification of the remuneration payable to the cost auditors for the financial year ending 31st March 2026. The text of the resolutions along with the explanatory statements is provided in the notice circulated to the members, and therefore the same be taken as read. We now open the floor for questions by members. To ensure smooth and efficient process, I request the shareholders to be precise. On the broadcast screen, kindly unmute yourself and proceed to ask the question. Please mention your name and location from where you are joining. Once you have asked your question, you can log off and continue to watch the proceedings. To avoid repetition, the answers to all the questions will be provided towards the end of the session. Members may also note that the company reserves the right to limit the number of members asking questions depending upon the availability of time. I now request Mr. Suresh Nambiar to proceed with the questions and answer session and open the floor to questions.
Mr. Dinesh Bhatia. Dinesh Bhatia.
Am I audible, sir?
Yeah, you're audible. You can speak, sir.
Mera baat sunai deta hai, sir?
Yeah. Aap boli, sir.
First, to Chairman Sri, aapko aur aapka entire team ko मैं धन्यवाद कहूंगा. कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशन, बहुत बढ़िया काम कर रहे हैं, बहुत अच्छा काम कर रहे हैं. हमारा 5 रुपए का शेयर जो मार्केट में आज 310 रुपीज के आसपास चल रहा है, जो एक आप लोग की मेहनत दिखा रही है. आप लोग जो ये नई नई जो टेक्निक जो आती है वो यूज करते हैं और उसको सबको प्रोवाइड भी हमारे कस्टमर को करते हैं, उसके कारण हमारा जो ये शेयर है आज 5 रुपीज 310 के ऊपर वोट हो रहा है. बस बाकी तो मैं ये भी कहूंगा कि आप जो है वो जैसा धीरू भाई का बेटा मुकेश ने जैसा किया, ऐसा आप भी धीरू भाई ने जो इंडस्ट्री बनाई, नाम बनाया, पर उससे भी और नंबर 1-2 पे मुकेश अंबानी अपनी कंपनी को लेके गए. ऐसे आप भी, आपका पिताजी ने जो मेहनत किया है, जो एस्टेब्लिश किया, उसको आप और फुल और अंदर खातर डाल के और बढ़िया बना रहे हैं, और हमें आशा है हमारी कंपनी भी बहुत आगे बढ़ जाएगी, बहुत आगे निकलेंगी. आप लोग की जो मेहनत है वही दिखा रही है. बाकी तो मैं ये कहूंगा कि जो हमारी कंपनी जो है, हमारी और दो कंपनी है, ये काबरा और प्लास्टिक ब्लेंड, दोनों हमारे ग्रुप की कंपनी है, और हर एक में मैं तो फर्स्ट नंबर हूँ. लेकिन कल प्लास्टिक ब्लेंड में भी काफी लोगों ने वही बोला कि हमें प्लांट विजिट का मौका दीजिए, और अभी आपने जो प्रेजेंटेशन में भी जो दिखाया प्लांट का, जो हमारे इधर रोबोट का और अत्यंत आधुनिक टेक्नोलॉजी यूज की जाती है, तो हमें जो मौका देंगे फैक्ट्री विजिट का, तो उसमें भी एक चीज मैं ऐड करता हूँ कि अभी तक जिसने मेरे जैसे किसी ने देखा नहीं आज तक फैक्ट्री, उसको पहला प्रेफरेंस दे दिए बाकी जो है जिसने रिपीटेडली देखा है आपकी फैक्ट्री उसको हम लेके जाने को मना नहीं करते, पर उसको लेके जाए तो उसको बाद में दीजिए, पर पहला प्रेफरेंस जो है जो फ्रेश है हमारे माफिक जिसने नहीं देखा है विजिट नहीं किया उसको मौका देने की मैं आपको रिक्वेस्ट करता हूँ। बाकी तो देखेंगे तो हर एक काम बेस्ट है, आपका सेक्रेटरियल डिपार्टमेंट भी बढ़िया है जो हमें रिफ्रेश करते हैं कि मीटिंग में जरूर आ जाना, बहुत अच्छी बात है। मेरा एक ही चीज, मेरे को जानकारी चाहिए, मेरा कोई सवाल नहीं है, खाली मुझे जानकारी चाहिए कि हमारा जो पेज नंबर 65 में जो दिया है प्रॉफिट एंड लॉस अकाउंट में एक्सेप्शनल आइटम 8 करोड़ 48 लाख की जो एक्सेप्शनल आइटम है वो क्या एक्सेप्शनल आइटम है कि जिसके कारण आपने फायदा ही हुआ है, नुकसान तो नहीं हुआ है, लेकिन क्या आइटम है थोड़ा उसके बारे में आप जानकारी देंगे। नहीं बाकी तो आपने बहुत प्रेजेंटेशन एक्सलेंट बहुत बढ़िया दिखा दिया है, आपने जो मुझे बोलने का मौका दिया उसके लिए भी मैं आपको थैंक यू कहता हूँ, ऑल द बेस्ट।
थैंक यू सर जी। अनिल अनिल पारेख, अनिल पारेख प्लीज अनम्यूट योरसेल्फ। अनिल पारेख
सर वी कांट सी द वीडियो,
दे हैव केप्ट,
दे हैव केप्ट।
अनिल पारेख आर यू देयर?
हेलो एम आई ऑडिबल?
या या यू आर ऑडिबल सर, यू कैन स्पीक सर।
Can you video
up on
कर सकते हैं?
No, I'm speaking from Canada. I'm not in Bombay. So I'm unable to start my video due to connectivity issues. I'm only able to speak through audio. So pardon me with that. Okay?
Yes.
Chairman sir, board of directors and fellow shareholders. I'm Anil Parekh here, and I'm always attending our AGMs, maybe it is physical or video conference. Now, our what you call long time due is there for physical meeting, either physical meeting or newly opened plant. Automated plant for lithium batteries. Just now you have shown, if you can arrange, that would be fine. Sir, here I would like to add some attention to you that the video which you have shown, it is missing audio. So is it not possible for you to have audio or commentary on that, what is going on in the video, we don't understand. So if you can do that and send us later on to via our email ID, that would give us a better understanding of our plant. Now, I would like to say our company secretary's team is doing excellent work as far as our investor relation is concerned. Shilpa, Himanshu, Vidya Madam, and all that. Earlier, we had a Mr. Sangvi, who was very capable of doing all these things. But now he is retired, and these people are doing excellent work. Thanks to them. Now, Chairman Sir, coming to financials, our revenues has declined. Also, our operating income has also declined to 21%, and the net profit has also declined to 4.8%. What are the reasons for all this decline? Because we haven't come across this kind of financial performance of Cabra in the past. However, I'm very much with companies. Future, I would always be there to support company's performance. Also, I would like to congratulate you for having the zero debt company, and which gives a true picture in the stock market that we have a 310 rupees market rate. Chairman, sir, I would like to understand from you, just now the video which we have shown of lithium battery, what market you are expecting and post commercialization of this product, what do you foresee, top line and bottom line? And are we able to get government initiatives like PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan and the production linked incentive for the same? Overall, my observation is Cabra has experienced a decline in overall revenue, but company has shown improved operating and net profit margin. The shift in revenue mix towards the extrusion business, along with strategic investment and a strong market position in plastic extrusions, positions the company to capitalize on the growing demand in its core sectors and the emerging EV market. I am truly with all good work you are doing, and I support all the resolutions proposed today. Once again, I request you to kindly have a plant visit for newly opened facilities for lithium battery. Thank you very much for present hearing.
Thank you, Mr. Parekh. Mr. Ram Samukh Kori, kindly unmute yourself and you can ask the questions. Ram Samukh Kori. Ram Samukh ji. I think it's not
available. Hello, hello. Good evening, respected Chairman sir and board member. I am Ram Samuj Kori from Mumbai. I would like to thank the chairman and board member for handling the company so well. I appreciate your work. I am not asking any question and support all the resolution passed by the company. I am also thankful to the company secretary for giving me a chance to speak. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Mr. Satish Shah. Satish Shah, kindly unmute yourself.
Hello.
Haji, boli boli. Satish ji, boli.
Thank you. Thank you. Shriman Chairman Sahib, or a new director. Mera naam Satish Shah. Aapne apne chairman speech mein company ke baare mein bahut hi achhi tarah se samjha diya. Aur presentation mein bhi bahut hi achhi tarah se samjha diya. Sir, main ek baat puchna chahta hu. This year company ka performance achha raha aur hume dividend bhi achha mila. To company ke regarding dividend policy kya hai aur apna tariff pe kya effect hua company mein? Aaj jo bhi results rakha hai usme mera fully support hai. Wish you all the best. Thank you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir ji. Thank you so much. Yeah, Ms. Vasudha Dakwe, kindly unmute yourself.
Hello, can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Very good evening, respected Chairman, sir, Board of Directors, and my fellow shareholders, myself, Vasudha from Thane. I would like to congratulate our company secretary team, Ms. Yashasvi ma'am, for helping me to join this meeting smoothly. The opening speech given by the chairperson is also very informative and excellent. I would like to ask, what is our next 2 years' CAPEX plan? Secondly, I would like to ask, what is our expansion plan in new geographies, including overseas clients? With this, I support all the resolution. Thank you very much and wish the company all the best for coming financial years and my best wishes for coming all the festivals during the month of Shravan and Bhadrapad. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, madam. Thank you so much. Mr. Anil Mehta. Mr. Anil Mehta, kindly unmute yourself. Anil ji.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, I'm. Yes, sir.
Good evening. Yeah, thank you. good evening, this sir. Anil, this is Anil Mehta here. I attend this meeting from this my residence, Kandivali, Mumbai. Sir, one question that looking to the trade war and the present situation with our neighbor country and also the present repo rate, how much the growth can we expect in the current FY 25-26? And sir, we have an investment of mutual fund of around 5,349 lakhs. What is the yearly yield since investment? And we have paid the interest on borrowing. Is it advisable? And you have such any other investment that gives more return than the mutual fund? And as a shareholder of the company, we are supporting all the resolution and all the best for the bright future and future growth in terms of revenue and profit too of our company. And thanks to the secretarial department led by Ms. Shilpa Rathi for her cooperation and support. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Bimal Kumar Agarwal. Bimal Kumar Agarwal ji, kindly unmute yourself.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, can speak, sir.
Thank you, thank you. Good evening to everyone. First of all, I thank the company secretary Shilpa ma'am and Divya ma'am also. And my question was already raised by the other speakers, and a very good presentation also. Everything was mentioned in the presentation. I already supported all the resolution for the same. I also want to visit the plant if you don't mind. Please, and please continue video conference always, so people from all over the India or all over the world can join the meeting. That's all from me. Thank you very much. Again, I thank the company secretary and his team and Mr. Himanshu also. That's all from me. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, sir. Mr. Yusuf Rangwala. Mr. Yusuf Rangwala.
आपको आवाज आ रहा है सर? वेरी गुड गुड इवनिंग सर, कैन यू हियर माय वॉइस?
यस यस, प्लीज गो अहेड सर.
सर, वेरी गुड इवनिंग चेयरमैन, डायनेमिक चेयरमैन एंड यंग चेयरमैन मिस्टर आनंद काबरा एंड ऑल्सो यंग एक्टा मैडम, ओल्ड यंग ब्लड ऑन दिस कंपनी बोर्ड काबरा एंड प्लास्टिक ग्रुप कंपनी. बट आई एम द शेयर होल्डर ऑफ बोर्ड कंपनी. बट योर फादर हैज गिवन अ वेरी स्पीच, वेरी एक्सीलेंट स्पीच. उनका स्पीच सर डेट वॉज वेरी एक्सीलेंट, वेरी नॉलेजेबल. वेरी आई वॉज वेरी हैप्पी विथ योर दिस कंपनी. As you mentioned, as you showed the robot, I would like to know how many robots are present in the Silvassa. We are having two factories. One is Silvassa, one is at Pune. Sir, I would like to know which factory is your robot present in Silvassa or Pune, sir. I want to know. Robot in which factory? Yes, sir. Robot in which factory? Is it in two factories or in one? और मैं जानना चाहता हूँ अपने एनुअल कॉपी अपने कंपनी सेक्रेटरी शिल्पा मैडम उनके क्या करो सर. शी इज अ वेरी हार्ड वर्किंग एंड डायनेमिक सेक्रेटरी. आज उनकी कंपनी गाइडेड एंड अपना अपना जो अपना छोड़ के गए संघवी साहब, अपने संघवी साहब ने टैबलेट क्या दिया उनको? उनका कुछ कॉन्टेक्ट होता है क्या संघवी साहब का? उनका कुछ होते हो हमारी तरफ से उनको याद ही देना संघवी साहब को, क्योंकि उन्होंने इस कंपनी में बहुत साल काम करे पर आज वो रिटायर हो गए संघवी साहब. पर ये मैडम उनके जगह पे जो आए जिन्होंने जिन्होंने शिल्पा मैडम ने लिया है वो भी अच्छी सर्विस देते और हमारे शेयर होल्डर अच्छे अच्छी सर्विस प्रोवाइड करते. वी आर वेरी लक्की टू हैव जस्ट लाइक एक्सीलेंट कंपनी सेक्रेटरी सर. टोटल नंबर ऑफ स्टाफ अपने दो फैक्ट्री में जब कितना पब्लिक काम करते है उसमें टेम्पररी कितना है, परमानेंट कितना है? पॉइंट नंबर टू, वाह, डिविडेंड आपने अच्छा दिया है सर और आपने आपका प्रॉफिट भी अच्छा है. 5 रुपए का शेयर पे आज अपना मार्केट का रेट है 3010 और 5 रुपीज पेड अप. सर, इट इज ए वेरी एक्सीलेंट, वेरी नॉलेजेबल. और आपने हमेशा बोनस दिया है सर, हमें मांगने की जरूरत नहीं है. आपने हमेशा हमें बोनस दिया है, आपने हमारा पोर्टफोलियो 3 गुना कर दिया है सर. ये इतनी अच्छी कंपनी, कापड़ा कंपनी है सर. ये अपना पूरा हम हम आपको सर ऐसा लगता है कि हम एक कंपनी नहीं है, एक हमारा फ्रेंड जैसा लगता है सर। वी आर लुकिंग लाइक ए फ्रेंड सर। फूलों की खुशबू, कलियों की बार और कापड़ा एक्शनों के साथ सर हमेशा रहे सर। सर दिवाली के बाद एक छोटा गेट टूगेदर रखना सर आपको ऑफिस में सर, आपके बाजू बाजू में जैसा पहले आप रखते थे, दिवाली के बाद दोनों कंपनी का कॉमन एक छोटा गेट टूगेदर रखना, क्योंकि सर बहुत सालों आपसे मुलाकात नहीं हुई सर। एक छोटा कापड़ा था इतना बड़ा हम्बल रिक्वेस्ट है, दोनों कंपनी का शेयर होल्डर, कंपनी सेक्रेटरी और मैनेजमेंट दोनों एक ही है सर, इतना बड़ा हम्बल रिक्वेस्ट है सर। नथिंग मोर टू इट, फूलों की खुशबू, कलियों की बार और दिवाली का, और दिवाली दशहरा और विशिंग यू वेरी हैप्पी रक्षाबंधन। और आ रहा 15 अगस्त को भी सर आपको मैं आपको विश करता हूँ सर, 15 अगस्त को भी आपको आपको बहुत शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ सर, और सब त्योहारों को मैं शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ सर। मैं आपका बहुत सर मैं आपका बहुत चार्ट हूँ सर, आपकी कंपनी कभी भी आपकी कंपनी में मिस नहीं किया, और आपके सेल डिपार्टमेंट हमको हमेशा जुटते हैं सर। थैंक यू वेरी मच। जय हिंद, जय महाराष्ट्र, वंदे मातरम, भारत माता की जय, जय हिंद।
थैंक यू सर जी। मिस्टर भूपेंद्र मंत्री, मिस्टर भूपेंद्र मंत्री काइंडली अनम्यूट सर।
Thanks for calling me on this meeting, but my question has been already asked by Mr. Parekh of from Canada, and wishing the company all the best. Thanks.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah.
Akashini Shenoy, please unmute yourself.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
नहीं
मैडम, इट इज नॉट वर्किंग। आई एम प्रकाशिनी शनॉय फ्रॉम बॉम्बे। सर, चेयरमैन सर, सिंस यू आर मीटिंग फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम, आई विश वन एंड ऑल हेल्दी, वेल्दी एंड हैप्पी 2025। रेस्पेक्टेड हॉनरेबल चेयरमैन, अदर डिग्निटरीज ऑफ द बोर्ड एंड माई फेलो शेयर होल्डर्स, गुड इवनिंग टू ऑल ऑफ यू। आई रिसीव द AGM रिपोर्ट, which is colorful, informative, transparent, and contains all the information as per the corporate governance. I thank Ms. Shilpa Rathe and her team for the same. I should not forget to thank her once again for reminding me of today's meeting along with the link. Thank you once again, Company Secretary Madam and her assistant. The chairman has given a beautiful picture regarding the company and its working in all parameters. Thank you, Chairman, sir. Sir, I have one or two questions. What is our company order book position? My next question is, what initiative taken by a company for conservation of energy and green gas emission? My last question is, which country supplies the battery technology and the amount paid for acquiring? Sir, at the outset, I'm thankful to the board for recommending dividend for the financial year 24-25. I'm also glad to note that the company is doing outstanding work in the field of CSR activities. Chairman, sir, last but not the least, as my predecessor, Mr. Bimal Kumar Agarwal, has requested for VC meeting, I also join him and request the same so that people all over will have an opportunity to express their views. I wish the company good luck for a bright future and pray God that the profit of the company shall reach the peak in due course. Sir, I strongly and wholeheartedly support all the resolutions put forth in today's meeting. Thank you, Chairman, sir.
Thank you, madam. Mr. Rajendra Seth. Mr. Rajendra Seth. Mr. Rajendra Seth, kindly unmute yourself.
हेलो,
हाँ जी बोलिए।
हेलो, आवाज आ रहा है सर?
हाँ सर, बोलिए सर।
हाँ, अरे सर, चेयरमैन सर, मैनेजमेंट टीम, शेयर होल्डर भाइयों, मैं राजेंद्र सेठ थाना महाराष्ट्र से बोल रहा हूँ। अभी बिजनेस टूर में हूँ, तो सर वीसी का माध्यम से जो आप मीटिंग रखते हो तो मैं ज्वाइंट कर सकता हूँ, तो पहले तो रिक्वेस्ट है कि वीसी रखिए। अच्छा, पॉइंट की बात सर, आपने जो कंपनी की तरक्की की है और जो शेयर होल्डर का मतलब स्टॉक का जो वैल्यूएशन बढ़ाया है सर, बहुत अच्छा लगा है। मैं आपको कंपनी के आपने आपकी लीडरशिप के ऊपर पूरा भरोसा करता हूं और रिजोल्यूशन में पूरा सपोर्ट करता हूं। खाली एक ही छोटा सा क्वेश्चन था सर, के और एक्सपांड और करने के लिए और आगे बढ़ने के लिए क्या कदम उठाएंगे, जरा वो डिटेल्स बताइए। और बाकी सेक्रेटरी श्री शिल्पा जी का भी बहुत अच्छा काम है, उसको भी मैं दिल से धन्यवाद देता हूँ। बस मैं फिर से बोलता हूँ, रिजोल्यूशन में पूरा सपोर्ट और हार्दिक शुभेच्छाएं। एक ही छोटा सा श्लोक बोल के मैं वाणी को विराम करूंगा, प्लीज जरा सुनिए। या देवी सर्वभूतेषु शान्तिरूपेण संस्थिता, नमस्तस्यै 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 नमो नमः। बोलने का मौका दिया, धन्यवाद सर। थैंक यू सर।
थैंक यू सर जी, थैंक यू। स्मिता शाह काइंडली अनम्यूट यू सर। स्मिता शाह
हेलो,
हाँ जी
बोलिए। श्री वल्लभ जी वाइस चेयर,
आपका आवाज क्लियर नहीं आ रहा मैडम।
हेलो,
हाँ बोलिए।
हेलो, आवाज आ रही है मेरी?
अभी आ रही है, बोलिए।
ओके, थैंक यू सो मच। माननीय चेयरमैन साहब श्री वल्लभ जी, वाइस चेयरमैन एमडी श्री आनंद जी, एमडी मैडम मिसिस एकता जी, श्री सत्यनारायण जी, सीएफओ श्री दौलत जी और सभी उपस्थित मान्य डायरेक्टर्स, आप सभी को मेरा स्मिता शाह का सादर प्रणाम। ओम शांति, जय श्री कृष्ण। चेयरमैन साहब, प्रथम तो मैं सेक्रेटरियल टीम का आभार व्यक्त करती हूँ, हमें फिजिकल कॉपी भेजी और लिंक भेजकर आपसे बात फोन करके भी हमें कहा गया कि हमारी एजीएम समय पर ज्वाइन कीजिए। और यशवी हमारे साथ ऑलवेज हमें फॉलोअप करती रही है, तो मैं बहुत पूरी सेक्रेटरी की बढ़िया एक्सेलेंट सर्विस जो दे रहे हैं, तो मेहनती लगनशील हार्ड वर्कर कंपनी सेक्रेटरी मिस शिल्पा जी और उनके साथ मेहनती हार्ड वर्कर गुड वर्क करते हुए मिस यशवी, इन दोनों का मैं तहे दिल से उनकी गुड इन्वेस्टर सर्विस की सराहना करते हुए धन्यवाद देती हूँ। और हमारे हेमंतु जी और विद्या जी तो सालों से कंपनी में बहुत अच्छी उम्दा सर्विस देते ही रहे हैं, तो उनका भी मैं आभार व्यक्त करती हूँ। और शिल्पा जी और यशवी मैडम दोनों को मैं फ्यूचर्स की ढेरों सारी शुभकामना देती हूँ। चेयरमैन पूरी
आवाज नहीं आ रही मैडम।
तो हेलो, आवाज आ रही?
कट रहे बार बार। हाँ
सर,
हाँ अभी आ रही है, बोलिए ना।
ओके, चेयरमैन साहब, आपकी पूरी बोर्ड टीम और सभी हार्ड वर्कर एम्प्लॉइज का मैं अभिनंदन देना चाहूंगी कि आनंद जी ने कंपनी के बारे में बहुत कुछ अच्छा बताया और आपकी लीडरशिप में इतनी पुरानी कंपनी को मार्केट में खड़ी कर आपने जो एक्सेलेंट वर्क के साथ आगे बढ़ाई है, तो बहुत बहुत मैं बधाई देती हूँ। और हमारी 8 साल के बाद अभी कंपनी 50 साल कम्प्लीट करने जा रही है, तो 8 साल तो कहीं बीत जाएंगे पता नहीं चलेगा। बाकी तो हमारे और बोर्ड पर हमारे यंग सुपरस्टार श्री आनंद जी भी काफी मेहनत और हार्ड वर्क कर रहे हैं, तो हमें तो कंपनी का फ्यूचर ब्राइट नजर आ रहा है। तो फ्यूचर में कंपनी चौगुनी तरक्की के साथ आगे बढ़ेगी और आप जरूर समय समय पे डिविडेंड भी बढ़ाते रहोगे, ये मेरा पूरा विश्वास है। 20 साल भले आपने गए साल से थोड़ा कम दिया, लेकिन दिया है और सो शेयरहोल्डर का ख्याल रखा, बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद। चेयरमैन साहब, हमारे आगे कई लोगों ने जो विजिट भी बात की है, तो जरूर आपका नया प्लान बताने की कृपा करें, जरूर विजिट करें और आपकी एजीएम भी फिजिकल करें नेक्स्ट ईयर, और आपकी फिजिकल विजिट भी फिजिकल करिए, तो बहुत बहुत खुशी होगी चेयरमैन साहब। और आप सभी को मिलने का मौका दीजिए जरूर। और चेयरमैन साहब, मेरी एक शेयर होल्डर बैंक के नाते शुभकामनाएं आपको, मेरी मैं कहूंगी शुभकामना देते हुए कहूंगी, ईश्वर आपको वो हर खुशी दे जो आप चाहे, और बारिश की हर बूंद बूंद जितने धरती पर गिरे उतनी ही बूंद बूंद जैसी खुशियां आपकी झोली में गिरे, वो हर मंगल शुभकामनाएं ऑलवेज आपके साथ है। आप सदा हर्षित मुख रहकर गुड हेल्थ वेल के साथ आगे बढ़ते रहे, यही मेरी आप सभी को आनंदमय मंगलमय शुभकामना मैं आपको देती हूँ। और एज यूजुअल हम सालों से आपसे जुड़े हैं, तो पूरा विश्वास के साथ आज के सभी रिजोल्यूशन में मैं फुल्ली सपोर्ट करती हूँ। और चेयरमैन साहब, जरूर फिजिकल मीटिंग करिए, चेयरमैन साहब भरत साहब बात करते, थैंक यू, चालू रखिए।
हेलो सर, आवाज आ रही है ना?
हाँ ये बोलिए बोलिए।
माननीय चेयरमैन श्री वल्लभ जी, एमडी श्री आनंद जी और अन्य माननीय डायरेक्टर सर, मेरा नाम भरत शाह सर, मैं इश्यू कैंप से आपका शेयर होल्डर रहा हूँ सर। बहुत व्यवस्थित निकली आप जो कंपनी चला रहे हो सर, बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद, अभिनंदन देता हूँ सर। शेयर होल्डर का हित को ख्याल रख के आप कंपनी चला रहे हो, गुड रिटर्न दे रहे हो सर, तो मैं बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद अभिनंदन देता हूँ। और भगवान ईश्वर को प्रार्थना है कि अपनी कंपनी दिन दोगुनी रात चौगुनी आगे बढ़े सर। और मैं सर कंपनी सेक्रेटरी शिल्पा राठी जी और उनकी टीम के यशवी जी, विद्या जी और पूरी सीएस टीम को मैं बहुत धन्यवाद अभिनंदन देता हूँ। बहुत हार्ड वर्किंग टीम है सर, हमेशा शेयर होल्डर को रिस्पेक्ट देते, शेयर होल्डर की कोई क्वेरी है तो सोल्व करते हैं सर। और पूरी सीएस टीम को मैं, उनके साथ हिमांशु भाई और पूरी सीएस टीम को मैं बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद अभिनंदन देता हूँ सर। और सर अपन मिले 6 साल हो गए, तो नेक्स्ट ईयर सर जरूर फिजिकल मीटिंग रखना, तो रूबरू में मिलने का आपको मौका मिलेगा और फैक्ट्री विजिट भी, फिजिकल फैक्ट्री विजिट कराने की मेरी हार्टली रिक्वेस्ट है सर। बाकी आपकी हेल्थ वेल्थ अच्छी रहे, अपनी कंपनी बढ़िया प्रगति करे, मेरी भगवान ईश्वर को प्रार्थना है सर। थैंक यू वेरी मच सर, जय हिंद, ओम शांति सर, ओम शांति, जय श्री कृष्ण सर, थैंक यू।
थैंक यू सर जी। भरत नेगांदी, मिस्टर भरत नेगांदी,
हेलो, यू आर ऑडिबल सर?
हाँ सर बोलिए सर।
रिस्पेक्टेड चेयरमैन बोर्ड ऑफ डायरेक्टर एंड फेलो शेयर होल्डर, माय नेम इज भरत नेगांदी फ्रॉम बॉम्बे। फर्स्टली आई हैव रिसीव्ड एनुअल रिपोर्ट इन टाइम, रिपोर्ट इज वेरी ब्यूटीफुल, authentic and transparent. I congratulate on company secretary Shilpa Rathi and Vidya madam and team to send me the physical copy. I ask 5 to 6 questions. Sir, auditor fine is 16 May, but meeting will be held on today. So good, 2 months passed, no problem. Sir, what is the CAPEX program? Number 3, what is the dividend payout ratio? Number 4, total number of employees in the office and the plant. And why the company declared the last bonus and how much? Number 6, how many invested in the sub associate company? And I request you arrange the factory visit. Last so many years you are not arranged. So I request it, so you arrange this factory visit. And I fully support to all the resolution. I fully support to pass all the resolution and with bright and healthy future of the company. I once again I thank you to Shilpa madam and Vidya madam to excellent work to investor service. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Bharat. Thank you so much. Mr. Gyaneshwar Bhagwat. Mr. Gyaneshwar Bhagwat.
Am I audible, sir?
Yeah. You can go ahead, please.
Yeah. Thank you very much, sir. First of all, good afternoon and good evening to all the board members and the person who was attending the meeting from different locations. Myself, Gyaneshwar K. Bhagwat from Mumbai. First of all, I say thanks to the company secretary for sending me the soft copy and as well hard copy of the AGM well in advance, which is full of information, past figures are very easy to understand. So I thanks to ma'am for and her team like Vidya ma'am and another lady, I forgot her name, but I thank to both of them. Secondly, I don't have much question of the financial part because in the opening remarks, the chairman and the CFO has given all the details of the company. So no more question about the financial part. Third, I support all the decisions. Fourth, sir, I have a few queries. First of all, the just now the one of the speaker has asked my question. Sir, what is our international percentage? Like how much percentage we have in international arena? Secondly, like the one of the question has shareholder asked for a bonus. If it is possible, sir, please do it that also. Third, about the factory visit. Now, a lot of people are asking for the factory visit. So it's a request, can you do for the factories also, the new factory, which has you have shown in the video. I mean, audio, video. We didn't heard of the audio, but please give us a chance to visit the factory also. These are the 3 questions, sir. Rest for coming festival. I wish good luck. Thank you very much for patient hearing. This is Gyaneshwar K. Bhagwat from Mumbai. And thanks once again for all the board members and the secretary team for allowing me to speak. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. Mr. Adil Irani, are you there? Mr. Adil Irani, he's not there. Right. Shiny Kurian, Miss Shiny Kurian, you can unmute yourself. Shiny. Yeah, the same thing.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, you're audible.
Thank you, sir. Good evening to all. Myself, Shaini Shaji from Mumbai. Firstly, I would like to thank the company for giving me the opportunity before you. Secondly, I would like to appreciate the excellent service provided by company secretary by sending the AGM notice, which was thorough and informative. And I support all the resolution for today's meeting. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Mrs. Lekha Shah.
Hello.
Yeah,
am I audible, sir?
Yeah, you are audible.
Thank you, sir. Respected Chairman, sir, Board of Directors, and my fellow members, good evening. With regards to everyone, myself, Lekha Shah from Mumbai. Chairman, sir, मुझे आपसे कुछ भी क्वेश्चन आज पूछना नहीं है क्योंकि हमारा कंपनी सेक्रेटरी शिल्पा मैम और विद्या मैम इतना अच्छे तरह से हमें एक मीटिंग के बाद में हमें कॉन्टेक्ट करते हैं, सब कुछ हमें बताते हैं। फिर सर इतना अच्छा प्रेजेंटेशन आपने बताया, कोई कुछ भी क्वेश्चन पूछने के लिए हमको रहा ही नहीं सर, और आपने इतना अच्छे तरह से हमें समझाया सर। लेकिन एक ही मैं रिक्वेस्ट कर रही हूँ हमारे प्रीवियस स्पीकर सब हम लोग को फैक्ट विजिट करने के लिए एक कृपा कर दीजिए सर, और बाकी कुछ मुझे बोलना नहीं। लेकिन हमेशा हमारे साथ रहने वाली विद्या मैडम को वापस में एकदम और एक बार धन्यवाद देती हूँ उसका बेस्ट सर्विस के लिए और शिल्पा मैडम के लिए। चेयरमैन सर, आई स्ट्रॉन्गली एंड कोल्ड हार्टली सपोर्ट ऑल द रेजोल्यूशंस फॉर टुडेस मीटिंग। प्लीज कंटिन्यू वीडियो कॉन्फ्रेंस मीटिंग इन फ्यूचर एज माई प्रीवियस स्पीकर विमल कुमार अग्रवाल फ्रॉम मुंबई एंड प्रकाशनी मैडम। थैंक यू सो मच सर।
थैंक यू। Pujan Shah.
Am I audible, sir?
Yeah.
First of all, thanks for the opportunity. I already messaged all my questions to the CS team. So should I repeat the same or it is already acknowledged?
Not required.
Okay. Just to add on the questions of what I have said, just one more thing is, recently we have forayed into the home backup battery businesses. So I just wanted to understand the industry dynamics, the competitive intensity and the intention of why we have entered in this space. What are our vision to penetrate in coming years specific to this division? Just wanted to segregate also into the second question would be on the ELCB, E4-wheeler and E-tractors. Can you just give us the quantify in terms of industry size, how much we can able to penetrate in coming years? And the last question would be on the telecom side. So we also supply some batteries to the telecom division. So just wanted to understand where do we stand right now and what are our strategies to penetrate in this division. Thank you so much. I already shared all my questions. Hope all my questions will be answered. Thanks and all the best to the team.
Thank you, Mr. Pujan. Thank you so much. Yashpi Kothari. Yashvi Kothari, I think Viral Kothari is the same person. Tech support, you can put in Mr. Viral Kothari. Okay. Yashvi Kothari, Viral Kothari, are you there? Okay, anyway, you can take the next speaker. You can take on Sanjog Saraf. Mr. Sanjog Saraf, you can unmute yourself. Mr. Sanjog Saraf.
Hello.
Yeah. Yes, sir, please go ahead.
माननीय सदस्य उपस्थित निदेशक मंडल के सदस्य अधिकारी और कर्मचारी गण, मैं संजोग सराफ बंगलोर का रहने वाला आज कलकत्ता से आप सभी को राम राम कहता हूँ। मेरा वीडियो ऑन नहीं हो सकता क्योंकि मेरा प्रॉब्लम है नेट की, और आशा करता हूँ हमारे जितने भी कर्मचारी भाई बहन हैं इस समय अच्छे स्वास्थ्य में होंगे। सर, मैं उन कर्मचारी भाई बहनों का आभार प्रकट करता हूँ जिनकी कड़ी मेहनत का फल है कि आज हमारी कंपनी इतना अच्छा रिजल्ट दे रही है। सर, साथ में उनके फैमिली का भी आभार प्रकट करता हूँ जो सदा बैकबोन के रूप में उनके साथ में खड़ी रहती है। सर, सर आपने अपने वक्तव्य में काफी कुछ अच्छा बताया है और लोगों ने मेरे पहले लोगों ने काफी प्रश्न किए सर, और आपने अपने जो प्रेजेंटेशन दिया वो भी काफी अच्छा लगा सर, उसको देख के हमें बहुत कुछ सीखने को मिल रहा सर। फिर भी सर एक दो प्रश्न आपसे करना चाहूंगा। एक तो प्रश्न है सर, हमने इस साल क्या नया प्रोडक्ट बाजार में निकाला है जिससे हमारी कंपनी की सेल ज्यादा हो? दूसरा सर, आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस का जमाना है तो उसको किस तरह हमारी कंपनी में आप यूज कर रहे हैं? जैसे आपने दिखाया भी है, फिर भी फर्दर जानना चाहूँ किस तरह आप कंपनी में यूज कर रहे हैं जिससे हमारा ग्रोथ और सेफ्टी के लिए ज्यादा बढ़े, इफिशिएंसी भी ज्यादा बढ़े। सर सर रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी कितना परसेंट अभी हमारी रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी यूज हो रही है? क्या हमारी यहाँ फैक्ट्रियां हैं वहां हमने सोलर पैनल आदि की व्यवस्था की है क्या, और या विंड पावर की व्यवस्था की है तो बताइएगा, और अभी कितनी उनकी कैपेसिटी है और 100% कैपेसिटी हमारी जो इलेक्ट्रिसिटी फुलफिल कब तक हो जाएगी इसके बारे में बताइएगा सर। एक सर, हमारी कंपनी की ESG रेटिंग क्या है इसके बारे में जरूर बताइएगा सर। अगर ESG रेटिंग अपनी अच्छी है तो क्या उसको हम ग्रीन बॉन्ड या ESG बॉन्ड ला के पैसा उठा सकते हैं, और बाद में वो जो बॉन्ड है उनको हम रेपोर्टेड स्टॉक एक्सचेंज जैसे NSE और BSE में लिस्टेड करवा सकते हैं? इससे हमारी मिसमत तो कंपनी की गुडविल भी काफी अच्छी रहेगी, ESG के कारण लोगों को फर्क भी पड़ता है कि नहीं ये कंपनी काफी अच्छी है। सर सर एक वुमेन एम्पावरमेंट के लिए क्या कदम उठा रहे हैं ये भी बताइएगा, कि मैंने देखा अपने आप फीमेल काफी कम है, इनको भी एम्पावरमेंट करने के लिए क्या कदम उठा रहे हैं ये बताने कष्ट करिएगा। सर सर जैसा आप जा रहे हैं कि अभी यूक्रेन आदि सब वार काफी दिन से हम इसमें सफर कर रहे हैं, तो इसके लिए हमारी कंपनी का कम से कम इम्पेक्ट हो इसके लिए हमने क्या कदम उठाए हैं जरूर बताइएगा सर। अभी देखिए हमारे ट्रम्प साहब का दिमाग घुमा हुआ तो ट्रेड वार में लगे हुए हैं, लेकिन मोदी जी शायद उसको सक्सेस कर लेंगे, फिर भी हम चाहते हैं कि हम भी अपने आप को उससे बचने के लिए क्या कदम उठा रहे हैं इसलिए जरूर, क्योंकि हमें हर वार के लिए रेडी रहना पड़ेगा सर। हाँ, और दूसरा सर एक वे बीच बीच आपने खबर देखी होगी कि अमेरिका की कुछ कंपनियां हैं डीप फेक टाइप की कंपनियां जो हमारे इंडस्ट्री को आगे नहीं बढ़ने देती, हर साल कोई ना कोई नेगेटिव न्यूज बाजार में देते हैं, शॉर्ट सेलर को हम लोग कहते हैं, फिर बाजार से माल उठा के फिर प्रॉफिट बुक करते हैं, तो इस तरह का कोई हमारी कंपनी में इफेक्ट ना हो उसके लिए हम क्या कदम उठा बताइएगा सर। फ्यूचर में BC मीटिंग कंटिन्यू रखिए। देखिए मैं बंगलोर का रहने वाला आज कलकत्ता से आप सभी से बात कर रहा हूँ, ये BC के कारण पॉसिबल हुआ सर, और मैं एक बार फिर जितने भी हमारे डायरेक्टर भाई बहन है, जितने भी कर्मचारी भाई बहन है और जितने भी हमारा एसोसिएट है उनको फाइनेंस ईयर 25-26 की शुभकामना देता हूँ, और भगवान से प्रार्थना करता हूँ भगवान फाइनेंस ईयर 25-26 सभी के लिए हेल्दी वेल्दी प्रॉस्पर सेफ्टी के साथ बीती तो सर, और सर आपको आने वाले त्यौहार की भी शुभकामना देता हूँ, और भगवान से प्रार्थना करता हूँ जो भी त्यौहार हमारी जिंदगी में हो चाहे वो देश के हों चाहे हमारे पर्सनल हो, वो आपको खुशियां खुशियां प्रदान करे, समृद्धि प्रदान करे। मैं मॉडरेटर का भी आभार प्रकट करता हूँ और हमारे सेक्रेटरी का भी आभार प्रकट करता हूँ जिन्होंने मुझे स्पीकर नंबर पहले दे दिया। सिर्फ ये कहूँगा सेक्रेटरी मैडम स्पीकर नंबर जब कॉल करते हैं तो उसमें कितना नंबर स्पीकर नंबर भी कॉल किया उससे मैं पता लग सकता है कि हमारा स्पीकर नंबर भी इतने नंबर पर जाएगा। और मैं एक बार फिर आपको नए साल की मेरे फाइनेंशियल की शुभकामनाएं देते हुए अपना वक्तव्य समाप्त करता हूँ। जय हिंद, जय भारत, राम राम जी।
थैंक यू सर जी, थैंक यू सो मच। मिस्टर गौरव सूद, मिस्टर गौरव सूद,
हेलो।
हाँ जी,
या हाय सर। सर फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल थैंक्स फॉर द मेकिंग मी स्पीकर। एंड सर माय क्वेश्चन आर एनी अपडेट ऑन द हीरो इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स इंसॉल्वेंसी केस, एंड माय सेकंड क्वेश्चन इज एनी सिग्निफिकेंट टेलविंड और प्राइसिंग पावर बीइंग सीन ड्यू टू डिमांड इन द ओपीवीसी पाइप सेगमेंट एंड रिजल्टिंग सेल्स पोटेंशियल फॉर आवर करंट एक्सट्रूजन लाइन सर। And third question is thoughts on the capital allocation. We have consistently deployed money from high ROC extrusion business to a lower margin and highly competitive battery division, which has ultimately led to weak performance on the consolidated level and stock price languishing. My fourth question is how do we plan on deploying the incremental cash flow in future and whether the total addressable market is big enough in extrusion business for further growth, or lack of huge total addressable market is one of the key reason behind battery division foray. And so my last question is that many investors refrain from investing in a high quality extrusion player like yours due to unrelated and loss making business segment, that is battery division. So do we have any plans of demerging battery division, which is a major drag to the core business, to unlock value for shareholders and then scale up both the divisions independently so that we can choose which business to invest in and you can attract capital and like-minded shareholder base to fund growth in respective segment. That's it, sir. And best of luck, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. Mr. Priyank Kothari. Mr. Priyank Kothari.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sir, very much.
Very good evening to the management and to the, all the board of directors. So I've been a shareholder of this company for last 5 years and I'm observing and also learning a lot about how this company is evolving. I was truly attracted when I actually read about your Betrix, and that's how I became a shareholder of this company. And even today, after the listening to the whole presentation, it seems that there is a lot of energy of the top management towards developing Geon going forward. And also the presentation, I would say it was brilliant. The factory which you all showed was really worth visiting because it gives us a perspective at where the company is investing. So my questions are also around focus towards Geon itself. So first is we have spoken about, one very important thing I wanted to understand is that we have changed. So this year the revenue mix has changed. What do you think going forward, do we expect? Because it seems that this revenue mix should again change back to Geon becoming much more higher in terms of revenue. But can you give us an idea that what is our expectation or what is our energy towards in next 2-3 years? So I'll come on to the question on the... So there were 3 points which was mentioned in the annual report as well as in your chairman address. One was on the bus opportunity which you spoke of, the PM eDrive, which I think the government has been very clean about the 8 lakh buses. Now, what I have understood, because I've been tracking other companies who are playing this role, trying to tap this opportunity. So if I understand that the players who are there, Tata, the Olectras, the other companies, they have their own EV systems. So in this, how do we see Geon playing a role? How are we trying to get, have we tied up with any OEMs to supply? Because this is a big opportunity, but in my understanding, I've observed that most of the players are having their own battery systems. So if you can throw some light on that direction, would give me a better picture. So we've spoken about the BESS, that is battery storage application, the battery storage systems. Now, can you give some much more bigger picture that what exactly do you mean over there? Because we were 3 years back, we focused on two-wheeler. From two-wheeler, I'm seeing that we are shifting to three-wheeler, tractor, trucks, and the BESS. So Is it that two-wheeler is something difficult to crack, or is it that this is a much bigger opportunity? If you can give a bigger picture on that, where, what is this battery storage opportunity and what are the areas? One of them, I think on the 8th July, there was a notice about the BTSU entry of the inverter battery technology. Now, I understand this is already a well-tapped market with other players also. So in this, if you can give me an understanding of what is the cost differential in your lithium battery compared to the lead acid batteries, because I understand lithium batteries would be expensive. So how do you see your market? And I'm sure you must have done a market research about the acceptance of this kind of batteries. So that would give us an idea that how, and also the erstwhile players are already there in this market. They have a very good distributing system. Now, what I understand about Cabra is that we are entering this will be a new space. So we would need to create a strong distribution because distribution is the area which I understand will be the reason for winning the game. So can you give us an idea of how are we planning for the distribution part in this business? So, and the bus, please. And yes, and on the two-wheeler part, I think the earlier speaker also asked about the Honda thing. It would be good to get an idea that what are we doing on the two-wheeler side, because there is a lot of ups and downs in the electric battery space. It's an opportunity as well as there's a lot of players doing a lot of things. So how exactly are we trying to capture? Because two-wheeler, I felt in this year's report that our shift was from two-wheeler to other areas. So why have we left two-wheeler, or is it that two-wheeler is right now on a back burner or on a slow burner? If you can just give some idea, would help us. So once again, being a proud shareholder of this company, I've been invested for 5 years and I've observed the journey. And I think we are really doing a great work, or different work than the other players. So I support all the resolutions. And thanks a lot, sir. Thanks a lot for allowing me for the questions, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Priyank. Thank you so much. Chairman, sir, you can take over the meeting, sir.
Thank you all for your questions, and very happy to interact with so many of our long-term shareholders. We'd like to now begin answers to all the questions. What I would request is, in order, starting with dollar, and then for specifics on financial and a few other questions, then Yogesh would answer questions around the extrusion business, the OPVC questions which have been asked. We'll have Arnab, who will be answering on the EV part of the business, and we will have Saurabh, who will be answering the landscape on the BESS, the inverter batteries, and the other questions related. And then we would summarize any unanswered questions as well. So over to you, Dalit.
Thank you, Chairman, sir. So the query regarding the financial by Bharatji on exceptional item of 8.5 crores in the profitability statement. So this item is mainly towards the sale of stake in one of our joint venture, Penta Auto India Limited. So the company has to exit in the month of February, and that 8.48 crore rupees refers to the gain what we made on the exit of that stake. There is a query by Vasudhaji regarding the next 2 years CapEx plan. So we are largely done with our CapEx plan. No significant major CapEx as of now, except for the some regular replacement on the maintenance CapEx, which will be done in the coming year. There was a query regarding mutual fund investment. So this investment has been kept as to ensure some liquidity, as well as the returns are concerned. They are largely at par with the interest rate we are paying. Then there is a query on the export side. Yeah, in the extrusion market, we have around 20% export business. The last year, we did export around 65 crore rupees. Then there is a query on solar installation. Yes, we have some solar installation at our extrusion facility at Daman. And for the Pune facility, it is under consideration due to some policy changes on right now, under still at final stage by MSED. Apart then, there are some queries has been asked on email by Bharatji in Negandhi. The last bonus share was given in 2010-11 in 1:1 ratio. And the dividend policy is already there in the company and has been uploaded over the website of the company. This year dividend has been declared at 50%, that is 2.5 rupees per equity share of 5 rupees. Number of total workforce, we have 619 people as on March 25. And the temporary workforce ranges between 100 to 300 depending upon the work and the need of the people. Then there is a query regarding our holding in the joint venture and the subsidiaries. We have 200% owned subsidiary, that is Veros Technology and the Cabra Energy, where we hold 100% stake. In the Cabra Mechana, we hold 70% stake. There were queries regarding some expenses, the traveling expenses. Basically, this represent our staff travel expenses, domestic and the foreign visit. The expenses has increased mainly due to increase in the visits at customer and vendor. Some high value capex were also planned, so there were some travel regarding to those capex plan as well. Payment to auditor refers to basically the auditor remuneration. And the previous year it was rupees 7 lakh, which has been increased to 12 lakh. So basically this is in view of now company operates into two business segment and the increased operation for both the segment, battery and extrusion. Miscellaneous expenses refers to sundry expenses like IT, software and hardware expenses, recruitment charges, printing and stationery, telephone, the ineligible GST cost, etc. The office expenses are broadly pertains to, so company has total 9 offices across India, including Bombay office. We have offices in Pune, Delhi, Gurgaon, Ahmedabad, Calcutta, Hyderabad, Chennai, and Bangalore. And routine operating expenses of these locations are clubbed under the office expenses. Legal and professional expenses are towards various business advisory services we are availing in the field of legal, investor relationships, sourcing, testing and validation, and some other things. There was a query regarding eligibility of PLI or Gati Shakti. So we are not a direct beneficiary of these schemes, but yeah, indirectly, these are contributing to enhance the industry. And in a way, we are also a part of this scheme. But there is no directly PLI or Gati Shakti we are eligible for. And yeah, so I'm, yeah, I think yeah, so there was one query on Hero Electronics as well, Hero Electric Vehicle as well. The case is under NCLT as of now, and the proceedings are going as per the NCLT. The IRP has recently invited the resolution proposal. So basically expression of interest they have invited. And the timeline is somewhere around mid of August. So hopefully the next update will be by end of next month. However, just to update, our entire claim value has been accepted by the IRP. Yeah, that's.
Yogesh? Yeah. Okay, thank you. So there were a few questions which were submitted by shareholder Mr. Pujan Shah, and those were related to OPVC. So there were a lot of questions. We have combined some of those questions which are together, like there was a question related to Jal Jeevan Mission is reported to be 80% complete. How do we see future offtake for OPVC? In addition to that, there was a second question which was kind of supplementary. Apart from Jal Jeevan Mission, schemes like Amrut 2, river linking projects, sewerage, etc. underway. Do we anticipate similar adoption of PVC pipes for these schemes? So, I would like to answer that. Jal Jeevan Mission is near completion. Now, focus is moving towards more like new connection, last mile connectivity, especially in the hilly areas. And these OPVC pipes being lighter and durable are becoming a main adoption there. In addition to that, union budget still allocates about 67,000 crore rupees for the remaining portion of Jal Jeevan Mission. Granted, they have not started spending significantly, but this will be also be impacting, or this will also provide the opportunities for OPVC. In addition to that, the Amrut 2.0 is expected to spend about 2.9 lakh crore rupees by various states in various citizen-centric delivery schemes like leak-proof and long-life material pipes. So we see the favorable opinion of towards the OPVC segment in that scheme as well. So out of total spend in Amrut 2, we expect the OPVC share to be 6,000 to 9,000 crore rupees. In addition to that, the question related to river linking. Yes, we also see the opportunities there. There are total 30 projects of river linking which are planned in India. And just one example of Ken Batwa project itself, the government is planning to spend roughly 45,000 crore rupees. But in these projects, DI and the cement pipes are the first preference, at least in the trunk lines. And then OPVC are like secondary or tertiary piping selection. So we see there are also some traction in usage of OPVC in through these schemes. So one more question was there related to, since the primary demand for driver for OPVC is government projects, how is the current fund flow challenge being addressed, and when can we expect to see pickup in industry traction going forward? So we do see fund flow being challenged. We have expected it to start quarter two, but we, with changes priority in government, we expect it to start spending by October 25. And in OPVC, so we expect it to start taking traction from October 25 and maybe pick up a full steam from April 2026. So we do see OPVC remains relevant in the replacement cycles because of its durable and long life nature. Currently, the question is, currently what is the order inflow, book order for OPVC and timeline? So we have sufficient order book for next 3 to 6 months. And we do have some of the projects in pipeline where we are working with various customers to finalize our proposal on OPVC. There is a question as to how many new states are opening to support OPVC market opportunity. So there are many states actually. In addition to the advanced states like Maharashtra, Gujarat, Karnataka, etc., which are already spending, this Tamil Nadu, which are already spending on OPVC adoption. In addition to that, the hilly areas, and also the areas like Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Jharkhand, they have the schemes related to rural water supply and some other schemes which they have running, because of the hilly area terrain there, we expect the OPVC being a preferred choice for adoption in those states. So we roughly expect the spend to be at 6,000 to 8,500 crores for the OPVC adoption going forward from the state governments. The next two questions are in a similar nature or can be categorized in two. I will read it out. How is the competition intensifying in terms of lines? Do you feel the technological moat will be commoditized in next 2-3 years? In OPVC, we have observed that the Chinese players are establishing their after sales and service network in India. Do you think this could impact? So we are seeing the competition is heating up. However, there are various segments in the total business which are like technological know-how, like material science, orientation technology, as well as installation know-how, commissioning on all the sizes and proving those sizes in the production of sizes of pipes. And this is where we think we have a technological advantage over other local Indian players. As far as Chinese manufacturers, I think initially they had sold the products or sold the plants. However, later the service, then the streamlining of the process are becoming challenging for the customers who have adopted those plants. And I think slowly this should help us to, not get into this Chinese competition intensely. Next question is, with the introduction of lower diameter of PVC pipe, do you think this could impact the sales of UPVC? Well, UPVC is well adopted And I think this adoption is mainly from plumbers basically, because of its ability to have the say liquid welding kind of connection, which is very easy to apply. So OPVC will take time, we believe, but it will be mainly driven by the state government's adoption and mandates, like Tamil Nadu, Gujarat, Maharashtra, West Bengal. And they are specifying mainly the last minute connectivity, last mile connectivity using the OPVC pipes. The next question is, what are our aspirations for OPVC, and do you think we can achieve 200 crore sales? So actually, we have a target of to be a modular player. That means providing the solution from 110 millimeter diameter pipe to 250, from 250 to 400, 400, 630, up to 630 millimeter diameter pipes, kind of all solution, and with an upgrade path. So building and also build a support structure where we can immediately support the customer. With that said, we also want to be a bigger player in even the tier 2 and tier 3 pipe players, so that the OPVC, so that it will deter kind of a European machine manufacturers approaching them, so that we will have a larger market share in from that segment coming into us. So that's our strategy. So we see a good opportunity in market for OPVC going forward. There is only one last question, I think, coming from shareholder Mr. Priyank Kothari. And the question is related to any significant tailwinds or pricing power being seen due to demand in the PVC pipe segment and resulting sales potential. So we do not see a significant tailwind or pricing pressure power, basically, considering the supply, demand, supply, and even some of the still Chinese competition available in the market. So however, we are getting very good traction actually in terms of inquiries, discussions with various customers, and we are hopeful that we'll be able to convert it into business. So that's it from my side on the OPVC.
Hi.
Yeah,
so good afternoon, everybody. I'm on this side. So I will take the questions on the electric mobility side. And related to the electric mobility business of Gion.
Yeah.
So, you know, there were a few questions which were raised by Pujan, then Mr. Bharat Negandhi, Mr. Gaurav, and obviously Priyank, and a host of other shareholders, right? I think first and foremost, we want to give you a sense in terms of how big the market opportunity is in the electric mobility side. So the way we look at electric mobility or the EV business in Gion is, you know, we cut it into two segments. One we call the low voltage segment, which includes two-wheelers, three-wheelers, and swapping. So, you know, when we look at two-wheelers, three-wheelers, and swapping on the low voltage side, this broadly, the TAM, the current TAM is in the range of 6,000 crores, right? And when we look at the high voltage side of the business, which includes passenger vehicles, LCV, buses, and off-road, which essentially means tractors, that is also around another 6,000 crores today. So when I look at the only electric mobility business for Gion, the current TAM is about 12,000 crores or $1.5 billion. Now, the interesting part is that this TAM is expected to increase to almost 80,000 crores. And the breakup will be low voltage should go up to about 30,000 crores in 2030. And the high voltage side of the business should go up to about 50,000 crores in 2030. So we are looking at $1 billion to about $10 billion. And this is, you know, based on actual internal estimates that we have done. So I think... business is significantly higher and the opportunity is much higher to play. So I think that's one part. Now, coming to the question, I think, yeah, there was a question around ELCV and the off-road and buses, right? So I think it's a mix of questions from Mr. Pujan and Mr. Priyank, right? So see, on the LCV side, on the off-road side, and on the e-bus side, specifically in off-road, we are We have already launched a product which we are currently selling to one of the top tier, one of the tier one OEMs in the country. We are working with them on two different programs. Due to NDAs, we cannot provide the names of the account, you know, in this forum. But, you know, we can tell you that this is one of the top few OEMs in the country, one of the most marquee OEMs on the tractor side. You know, one of the programs is already in process. The second one, we have won the award and we should be starting serial production in the next 6 to 7 months. On the LCV side, we are very close to getting, you know, one account on the, you know, L7 segment, as we call in the automotive segment. On the e-bus side, we have already launched the 32 kilowatt hour pack. We are currently looking at tying up with some of the larger bus manufacturers. I think, Priyank, to answer your question regarding in-house versus outsourcing. So let's put it this way, that most of the bus OEMs were planning to do the battery pack and manufacturing in-house. But, you know, as the maturity of the market is going, like, you know, as the market is getting more mature, what they have started to realize is that there is a change of technology which is happening very fast. So maybe 2 years back, they would have agreed on, you know, working on a specific technology. But now when the technology is changed, you know, they are actually facing the challenge of technology obsolescence. And hence, they are now looking at outsourcing because they have understood that, you know, while the operational costs might be low, the cost of capex recovery is high. And there is a value of having a specialized battery pack manufacturer in the high voltage system. This is nothing new for us. We have seen this happening on the two-wheeler side as well. It's just a reoccurrence of that which is happening on the high voltage side. So, yeah, I think to answer to the question that how do we break in, currently bus manufacturers are looking at alternate suppliers to, you know, reduce their technology obsolescence risk. Plus, they are also looking at other suppliers or alternate vendors to minimize their risk of production as well as optimizing costs, right? So that's the value proposition that we bring to the table for them. In terms of two-wheeler, I think your question was, you are sensing that there is a shift moving from two-wheelers to three-wheelers and now to high voltage. So I think, let me clarify, we are not moving away from two-wheeler to three-wheeler to four-wheeler. That's not the strategy. We will continue to build and go super deep on the two-wheeler and three-wheeler and swapping segments. We are already, if not, you know, I mean, you know, because obviously there are no clear-cut market estimates, but we in the swapping segment are anyways probably the largest or second largest pack manufacturer or supplier in the space. On the two-wheeler side, we have taken a conscious decision to work only with the top 8 OEMs in the country. So why have we taken this decision is because we have seen that right now the top 8 OEMs would be able to deliver about 80 to 85% market share in the two-wheeler OEM space. And our view is that going forward, the market consolidation will continue and the top 8 OEMs will probably hit about 90 to 95% market share. And that's where we want to go very deep. We already are working with 4 of the large 8 OEMs and are in the process of trying to acquire a few more OEMs, you know, as a part of the order book. Also on the three-wheeler side, you know, we have put up a dedicated team for aftermarket as well as OEM sales. We want to go, you know, we have a very strong strategy to actually capture the three-wheeler market. To be candid, we have not been able to get high market share till now. But to fix that, we have put in a team with a very clear strategy in terms of putting feet on the ground in the entire northern and eastern markets to ensure that we are able to get substantial market share on the three-wheeler. And again, swapping, as I mentioned, we are anyways the largest player. We are also trying to see if we can acquire a couple of more accounts in that so that we continue to be the largest share in the swapping market. So again, just to reiterate, we are not shifting away from two-wheeler to three-wheeler to four-wheeler. Two-wheeler, three-wheeler, four-wheeler, we are more in a scale-up stage where we will continue to go deeper with the existing large accounts and start getting the highest. So L1 typically means about 50% market share. We will try to hit 50% to 60% market share with all the large OEMs with whom we have got an entry. On the high voltage side, as you can understand, we have put up the plant a few months ago. As I mentioned, we have cracked off-road or the tractor segment. We are in the process of acquiring OEMs on bus and LCV, and we will continue to start looking at acquiring additional OEMs so that we build up. But as you understand, the whole process is a 9 to 12 month process. So while we scale the LV business more of is a 1 to 10 business scale up, you know, in the sense, while high wood, and, you know, that's the way we will look at the business. Are there any further plans to invest? I think Daulat has already alluded that we have made whatever investments we had to make in CapEx terms. Current investment that we do in CapEx will be nominal and more tuned to the maintenance of the plant. I think there was a question around the current capacity utilization. So on the LV, LFP, we are in the range of about 30% utilization. And to break even at EBITDA level for Geon, we have to hit a utilization levels of about 50 to 55%. What are our, you know, what are the aspirations that we have to scale this division? So I think probably, again, just to summarize, you know, the first part is to continue acquiring large marquee accounts on the low voltage, high voltage, and obviously ESS, which Saurabh will speak about. Second is building a strong execution engine, because we have been able to capture good quality order book. And, you know, we are in the process of building a strong execution engine for order book to revenue conversion. We are continuously looking at optimization of cost by, you know, looking at design and commercial levers. And finally, we will continue to opportunistically look at acquisitions for revenue enhancement or specific capability. There was also a question around technology, you know, new ventures. So just to tag along on this, we will keep looking at acquisitions, partnerships, or alliances for building some differentiated capabilities or revenue acquisition. Final question around the revenue over the next 2 to 3 years. I think we have decided we would refrain from giving a guidance on revenue numbers. You know, that's has been the discussion internally. I think you should continue tracking our quarterly revenue numbers. Our first target would be to hit the 100 CR gross quarterly revenue, ideally by Q3, Q4. The moment we hit that, I think that would give you answer that we are in good position to actually hit the 400 CR revenue. And that's the way we would want to continue. But just to give you assurance that we have a very strong order book in place to achieve that. You know, I think... that's from my side.
Saurabh, would you like to answer some queries on the overall landscape? Especially, there were questions on the inverter segment, inverter battery, you know, lithium versus lead, and as well as the BESS opportunity.
So thank you for giving me this opportunity, shareholders. So regarding some queries about RESS, the market, the kind of a competitive landscape, the one thing which I wish to highlight about the total market size is around, we understand it's something in the range of $1.3 billion. Something, if I say in the numbers, is around 10,000 CR yearly. The major players are very established lead acid battery players. So there is no lithium strong competitor. And we are strongly making inroads in a kind of a solution offering, because what we are offering is a kind of a value for money proposition in this market. And the kind of the penetration what we are seeing is mainly we have already identified the target markets, the target states, how to penetrate on a kind of a deep-rooted market, because the North India is one of the market which we strongly see as a growth potential. Also in southern state we see a strong potential, and in coming days we are seeing the eastern market is a very strong potential market. Along with that, we are also focusing on the solar solutions. It's not only the residential standalone solution. We are also working on developing our in-house solar solutions, because what we are seeing is we are really tapping into the green energy market also, which is actually ever increasing. So not only focusing on the lower voltage 1 or 2 kVA, we are actually seeing the kind of a higher growth potential in the hybrid solution market also. So in terms of right now, we are actually moving into a very high potential market, which is actually accepting the lithium solutions for the kind of a growth trajectory. This is one point. In terms of telecom, we have invested heavily in terms of the designing, because the telecom is a very, very challenging design, which we have and kind of a very strong requirement, because the infra is in open ambience. So what we are actually developing is a great team who has to deliver. And the very positively, we are going ahead with one of the strong partnership in coming days. So as far as our telecom solution is concerned, we are very much in line with the market expectation. And we are very, very strong in this forum also. Also, in terms of the BESS market, generally the battery energy storage market, if you see, it's kind of a why this is in focus because of the government push. The more renewable energy push is coming in the central grid, the more acceptance of renewable energy will lead to a growth in the battery energy storage market. And what we are seeing is government of India is pushing this battery energy storage market, and we are anticipating with one of the report which is recently published, the market size is gonna be 240 gigawatt hour. And if you see the present in the video, and you have seen the presentation also, we are already poised, we are already there actually focusing on the energy storage, and we are seeing, what we are seeing is a local manufacturing is gaining traction, and we are one of the initial, or the I would say the first mover advantage we will surely get in this segment. 240 gigawatt hour is really a big number which India is actually seeing. Also in the C&I segment, which is a very gaining fast traction, where we are seeing a strong potential for the DG replacement, because DG is one of the area which is actually seeing a kind of a replacement through the batteries. In terms of the DG replacement, what we see is a great market potential again. And as a company, we are very much aligned with this expectation of the market. So as far as our overall solution offering, which is actually, we are not only focusing on the low voltage and the high voltage, we are actually seeing as an entire horizon of the solution offering to the market. And the market is actually helping us to give us the maximum percentage of the share, business share. So overall, our focus, which is residential side, including the hybrid solution, telecom, C&I, and BESS, are very well poised to give us a kind of strong positioning in the market. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, everyone. And I believe we've answered most of the queries from the shareholders. To summarize, we as the management here and the board here at Cavra Extrusion are extremely positive and bullish on both our segments, one, the extrusion segment, as well as on the battery segment. We will continue investing, building new products, coming up with a lot of innovation in both these segments, especially for Geon, our battery segment. As you see, we are entering new spaces, like inverter batteries, commercial industrial segment, the battery energy storage system, and telecom. And so while it may appear that there is some strain on the profitability, however, we are extremely positive that this market is going to be much larger market than the extrusion market. The extrusion market is about 1500 crores, and you need to add a few zeros to see the potential on the battery market. So we will continue to invest into this segment, continue investing in R&D in sectors like the energy storage, high voltage segment. And we are extremely positive and bullish that, in the long term, there will be a lot of growth for the company. And with that, we'd like to conclude all the queries. And, we hope we'll be able to answer all the queries. Thank you, members. Members may note that the voting on the NSDL platform will continue to be available for the next 15 minutes. Members who have not yet cast their vote are requested to do so. Further, I am authorizing the company secretary to receive the scrutinizer's report to countersign the same upon receipt and declare the voting results as prescribed. The voting results, along with the scrutinizer's report, shall be placed on the company's website and NSDL, and also communicated to the BSE and NSE as required statutorily. With this, I thank all the members for attending the meeting and support which you have all extended to the company. I also thank the directors for joining this meeting. I request the moderator to deactivate the e-voting windows after completion of 15 minutes, when the proceedings of this annual general meeting shall stand closed. Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.